This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Walmart is getting into organics, about 100 items in all, marketed under the name Wild Oats. This being Walmart, the idea is that they will be cheap, the same price as non-organics on Walmart shelves, which is to say Wild Oats spaghetti sauce would cost the same as Ragu. But you got to do the math. There just isn't a huge supply of organic commodity crops out there. In fact, prices for organic wheat and corn have been going up. So where is Walmart going to get its organic ingredients while keeping those prices infamously low? Marketplace's Dan Weissman has been asking around.
It's one thing to try to grow demand for organics by offering lower prices. Supplying that demand could be tough. Tim Daly buys and sells organic soybeans for Stonebridge, a broker in Iowa.
There's not as many acres. 3 to 4% of the marketplace is organic, and a lot of that is still coming in from offshore.
If not for imports, he says, prices would be even higher.
And they're already high. So if you have $14 soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade, you easily have anywhere from $24 to $28 soybeans.
That's organic soybeans. Increasing supply can't happen overnight. Kelly James is the founder of Mercaris. Her company supplies market data on organic commodities.
It takes 3 years for a producer to achieve organic certification. So even if tomorrow prices go up or a producer decides he or she wants to grow, let's say organic wheat, it's going to take 3 years before that new supply is ready to come online.
And how will Walmart get the price it wants from farmers? The company says it plans to lock in 5-year contracts. Paul Mitchell isn't sure that'll work. He teaches agricultural economics at the University of Wisconsin. If market prices go up elsewhere, then producers,
they're going to demand a higher price from Walmart. Say, look, Walmart, we sold you our can of corn at $1.50 a can, organic. Now all of a sudden the market price is $2. Well, we don't want the $1.50 anymore. We want to sell it for $2.
And if they don't get it? Tim Daly, the soybean broker, says he's seen beans under contract magically disappear. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.